Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia
Don't
Cannon,
even
and this is my
know what to say
co-host,
to that.
Tracy Mahan. I mean, I was just like, let's roll it off the tongue, and it didn't.
Is the metaphysical hour.
Metaphysical. You say that quickly. Metaphysical.
Let's get you all doing it.
Yeah, and we have our moderator, our question master,
Question
Tiffany.
master. Hello, butterfly in the sky. Fitness, mental fitness hour. I
Metaphysical.
like it. That's a good
Anyway,
one.
yeah, I hear you're already doing what we want you to do. Just go ahead and come on in. Tell us where you're from. Shine your light. I love that you guys know your part. You're doing your thing. So very cool. Thank you for being here.
Yes.
And Tracy.
And ho go tell your friends, because we haven't been live for a couple weeks because of this girl.
Yeah.
So go tell everybody we're live. Get on here. We're going to tell you some really good stories. We're going to talk aliens. We're going to talk channeling. We're going to talk messages. Boy, we packed it in, and now we got things to talk about. So go tell everybody. Tune in. Get on here. Chop, chop. Put your dinner
Yep.
down. It's
That's
time to
right.
listen to the
Okay, so
metaphysical hour.
if they want to ask questions, all that stuff, what do they need to
Oh, well,
do?
you guys know that we have this voice that just comes out of nowhere. And maybe we could even activate that voice. Voice, are you there?
Oh, you wanted me to talk?
There, see what I mean? This is Tiffany, the beautiful butterfly in the sky, is what we call her, or whatever glorious, wonderful name you can find. Get in the chats. Put Tiffany with capital letters. That's how she knows that you are asking a question. And you can put emojis and sweet things, and you can call her Goddess Tiffany or play along and give her a fancy name. That helps. It helps us because she reads them out loud and we like to hear them. So get creative, get involved, jump in, find a question. We're going to talk about some pretty cool things tonight. It might open the minds to ask some pretty
Yeah,
deep questions, but that's how you do
true.
it.
I
Get
mean, you
on
guys,
here.
your questions are amazing. I love how, there's a tendency to always ask the same ones, but you guys aren't. You don't. You get deeper and deeper. You're asking a different way. So it's like, ooh, that was interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you guys are thinkers. We like thinkers. If you guys are on my Facebook page, for some reason we don't get those questions. So go over to my YouTube page. My YouTube page. And ask your questions there, then they'll come through. We have them all everywhere that we're broadcasting live. All the questions come through one feed for us. So for some reason, that link doesn't work. I don't know what's different about it, but we don't see
Because
those.
it's your page, that's what's different
My
about it.
page. I'm so sorry. So bring your questions over to the YouTube page if you're watching it on my Facebook page. The other Facebook pages that it's streaming on, they do work. So go ahead and
Like
ask your
mine
questions.
works. I
Special much? Oh.
Dolores Cannon one works. QHHT one works.
I did not tap into Julia's energy today. I wore blue. She did not.
We're
I lost touch with coordinating
well, and
energetically.
yeah, I don't know what that's about. I mean, and I picked totally at the last second, so I was
Oh.
open to
Yeah, to bringing in
signals.
the I was not sending my colors.
Well, but maybe you connected with somebody else. Anybody else out there wearing what Tracy's wearing, or something on the color line of what I'm wearing, or Tiffany, what are you wearing? What are you wearing, Tiff?
I know. I was like, what is this turning into?
Oh my gosh.
I'm wearing a red shirt,
I
so
knew it. I knew
oh.
it was
Two. I was gonna say it was jammies. Oh, well, yeah, but it's a red shirt. Oh, okay.
It's red jammies.
Red jammies. That's the jam. That's it. Okay.
Anybody else out there in jammies?
Oh, that's a good question. I got comfortable clothes on.
Yeah,
Yeah.
from here down, we can
I've
be
got the
very, very
stretchy
comfortable.
pants. I've got the t-shirt. I'm going to be comfortable tonight.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, it was a working day.
I didn't even do a lot of fuss with the hair, and I got a compliment on my hair today. I'm like, all I did was brushed it. Thank you. Yeah. So that's what you guys are getting, because this is this girl after 3 weeks of traveling.
So, okay, just real quickly before we get into the trips and all the things that have been going on, energy. Bleh, see, I can't talk. Energy. I'd asked you this before. Is there something going on? You and oh, there. Yeah,
Well,
I
we
won't
know that
repeat
the
everything that was
retrograde
said.
stuff's going on, but I don't think we didn't talk about that on the last live show. So we had the Mercury go retrograde, which is why Julia can't talk.
Exactly.
And I'm surprised her show went on as smooth as it did. It just popped right in. Somebody was telling me there's like six planets retrograde. So who's our
Oh,
astrologer out there? Do you guys want to get in the
yeah.
chat and kind of tell us what's
Tell
happening?
us what's going. What's special? What's going on today? Maybe like some of
Yeah,
yesterday and then
if
today.
there is a specific thing for today, we want to know, because there is a lot of like their worlds are upside down today. It's like
Yeah.
something's going on.
Yeah, like
So
misunderstandings, things like that. It's just, I just had to keep reminding myself. Sometimes when things get like that, it's like it's all an illusion. It's all, because it's so easy to get caught up in the middle of it, and anything. And so I just like I'm gonna stay back here and just gonna watch it. I'm not gonna get caught up in the weeds.
I had a really cool session today that was kind of like that, where the message was kind of like, this is what's going on in your current reality. So that was looked at. And that, but the lifetime that she went to was, how would I explain that? Like, it was otherworldly, and it was almost metaphorical, like tall, strong trees rooted. She was able to fly. There was all these things that were going on, and this what she was seeing with that. And I'm not going to do it justice, but anyway, she described this really amazing world, and the message was, why did she see that life? Was because they wanted to show her that she's creating this reality over here in this one, and none of this is real. And none of it was real because this was a, what do I want to say? There was an event that happened, and then there's a waiting period for an outcome, and we're in the waiting period. And so all of these stories are, oh, this is, what if it's this, or what if it's that outcome, or what if it's this outcome? And so none of it was actually real. All the things this person was worrying about wasn't even real. It was all the things that were being created through possibilities of outcomes that weren't revealed yet because we were in the waiting period of the outcome. So it was really kind of interesting, but the message to her was about how to just be calm in that storm and hold the vision of her desire so that it can come out. And not be in all of these stories. And it was really cool because her energy completely shifted with that. So, anyway, I'm sorry, you guys. I am also coming off of a head cold sinus thing, and I feel a little foggy talking to you guys right now. So, if I start going on and on, it's just because I finally got a full voice back. I can hear again. All the good things are happening, and I'm letting all that sound back out of my body. Everything I've been holding back because I felt like I was talking in my head.
You were
So,
underwater, you were all kinds of things.
Julia and Tiffany experienced that with me, where I'm like, what? Can't hear you, honey. Speak up. So,
Tiff, why don't we go ahead and hear where everybody's from, and then we'll let Tracy talk about her adventures that she had.
okay, we have Little Rock right off the bat.
Yay, Arkansas.
UK, we have a lot of Australia. They're awake. New York, San Antonio, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Minnesota.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Yeah,
Yay, we are live. Okay. This is fun.
so you guys see what we do when we don't know.
Yeah, if you saw behind the scenes. So apparently where the producer is, it's a huge storm pouring down rain and they lost power. So we're going to do our best to stay. He got right back on, so that was good. Anyway, that goes along with what we're saying. That's today.
It goes right along with it, doesn't it? So many cool
It
things.
does.
I know that we lost Tiffany. Do you have it memorized where everybody's from, or do you want to just like rattle off like you know line?
Yeah, Scotland, Slovakia, what else?
Iceland,
A lot of
Quebec.
St. Louis. There's a St. Louis, that's real life.
Oh, that's real. Okay.
Yeah, there was a lot of Australia.
I love it. Oh, yeah, your questions did get wiped out if you guys were on the other one. Please, please come back and put your questions back on. Hopefully you guys have all found us back. But yeah, we lost all of that. So please come back in and write your questions back out. And any fun names that you have for Tiffany. Yeah.
So, Tracy, where have you been?
Everywhere. I've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
So I got to travel with my friend Tom. We went to Mexico. We flew into Cancun, and so we knew we were meeting up with you in West Virginia for the channel panel. So we were trying to orchestrate. So this is what some of the fun of this trip. We were trying to orchestrate doing the trip, and then flying out and meeting you and doing the channel panel. So there was a, I think Tom was saying, I feel like it would be fun to do 11 days. So, okay. Well, in order to do 11 days of actual travel, so that's not counting flying in and flying out, just 11 days in between. And so to meet you guys in time, we would need to fly in on the 31st of October. So we flew in Halloween. Guess what? Day of the Dead, all that stuff going on. In Cancun, in Mexico in general. So all these beautiful flowers and arrangements and altars and stuff are up there. Beautiful, beautiful. So day one starts on November 1st. So real easy to keep track of everything. So 11 days ends on 11/11. So we're having 11 days on 11/11. We did not realize how that was landing. We just were planning it. And then once the dust settled, we're like, oh, I see what we did. We saw 11 so many times on that trip, it wasn't even funny. And like my room number would end in, add up to 11, or his would, or like just it was everywhere. 11s were showing up, and we were seeing all kinds of things. So we started off in the Cancun area. We did the Census Park and the Escaret Park. And if you guys haven't heard of those, go look them up. They are fabulous. The Census Park is meant to activate your senses, or to just, it kind of messes with them. So you go through this little doorway, and it takes you into this, what looks like a little town. And you're looking at it, and it looks like you've got to climb uphill. And those of you who have been there, you're all going, I know what you mean. But when you start walking, you're actually going downhill. And there's a little creek or a little river thingy running next to it. And it makes it look like the water's running uphill. It is so cool. And then there's certain places you can stand and get your picture taken and stuff. And it makes it look like you're standing sideways and all the things. So the first time we went up, we felt like two drunk people trying to walk through this thing because it's throwing our senses off. It looks like we're going uphill, but we're going downhill. All the weird things. Then you get to go through this little river thing. Like you do this river float, then you do like this mud float, then you do this what do you call the when you get in the little thing and it flies you over? There's a name for it.
Zipline.
Zip line, thank you. You did
Zipline,
the
okay.
zip line thing. Anyway, so you're getting all of these different senses and feels, and then at one point you can walk through this tunnel that they have, and you go in without shoes, and you're walking through it, and it's pitch black in there. And so you just got to count on what are you feeling with your feet, with your hands, and just moving forward. And then every once in a while, it's like, wait, where did the wall go? And you're turning and you're moving, and you can't see anything, but things are chirping, noises
Oh
are
my
going
goodness.
on. All these sensories are going off, except for you can't see. That I enjoyed that more than I thought I would. At first I was like, am I gonna get claustrophobic, freaked out in there? And at first I walked in and it was really warm when I first walked in. I was like, oh no, that's not gonna be good. And then I walked a little further and then I got hit with the cool mist and everything cooled down. So if you ever go there, just know that piece. And it was actually really cool to go through that. So we got out of there just like, whoa. There was so many, and that's just little pieces of it. There's still so much more. Then in Escarret, we didn't get to see that whole park, but we did the cenote, and then like you get in a vest, a life vest, and you get in the water, and you're just kind of paddling and floating through the little rivers and going through the little caves and different things. We had a really cool experience with that because the first day we're activated in all the senses, right? So this day we're like, okay, so let's just be aware of what's going on as we go through here. Because when we went through the first tunnel, there was a little girl that was just panicking, like she wanted out of there. So, just a little thing, and she's screaming, she wants out. And I'm looking at Tom and I said, I feel like we're supposed to pay attention to this. And so as we move through, then we go to the next tunnel, and there's two girls that are doing this together, and they are just giggling and laughing, and so at this point the little girl ends up getting out, like there was an exit point and they get out. And so the next tunnel we go through, there's these two girls just giggling and laughing, and we're like, okay, crying, giggling, laughing. We get to the next tunnel, and it's just really quiet and really serene through that thing. And then the next one was screeching noise of bats. There was bats in that one, and you could hear them screeching. And so we're taking notes of all of this, and once we get done, we're like sitting down going, okay, so what do you think this is? And we're thinking about it, and it was like, well, it was a child, like an inner child, like your inner child screaming to get out. And then it's out and it's laughing and it's excited and giggling, and then it's just in peace and calm, and it just opens everything up, right? And then that last one with the bats was like, okay, what's the bats? Well, what are bats? They start, their energy goes out, and they can feel everything and sense everything. And it was kind of like a little ascension process. And it was like, wow, that was actually really cool, and it was a fun thing to do. So I wanted to share that because I think life is like that. It's showing us stuff, and if we're listening,
Yeah, what are
we
you
could have
paying
been
attention
sitting there
to?
going, oh my God, we're in the tunnel with a screaming child that's ruining my experience. Or, ooh, what does this mean? And it's like, so we were having a lot of fun just kind of figuring out the sounds and what they meant. And then we went, we saw a couple of other things while we were there. They had beautiful, we were thinking of Tiffany because we went into the butterfly cage and all these big butterflies flying around. So that made us think of Tiffany, our butterfly in the sky. Then we got to go into the bird sanctuary. Oh my gosh, I have never seen such a beautiful bird sanctuary in my life. And it was like this whole thing that you walk through, and there was waterfalls and birds, and they had the parrots and all kinds of different birds in there. And that I almost didn't want to leave that one. And then we went to their they had a I don't know, a show, I guess is what you would call it. And it was like the history from the Mayan cultures all the way up to current. And that was really cool to watch. They did a really good job of it. So that's just me talking about the parks. That's just the first 2 days. Then we started going to see the pyramids and the ruins and stuff like that, and having interesting experiences. So we were doing the tipping or the muscle testing, human pendulum, whatever you want to call it, where we ask the question, and this is yes, this is no. And so we would get to these places and ask these questions. And when we were at Tulum, I was sitting there going, water source, water source. And I kind of felt like I knew where it was at. And then the guide goes, oh yeah, their water source was over there in a cenote. And I look over there and it's like, I just knew that it was, I was close to it. And in my head, I could see I think women packing the water buckets and stuff coming from that direction. So when he pointed over there, it just kind of made me happy because I was like, ooh, I was sensing that. Getting senses of feeling like we've been there before and that kind of thing. Beautiful, beautiful ocean views and beaches and stuff from over there. Then we went to Koba, and when we were there, the guide that we were with, I was taking his picture in front of one of the ruins, and there was like this little egg-shaped orb over his head. And so I zoomed in, and it actually looked like a Mayan engraved, like the Mayan calendar look with the
Their
engravings in
symbols.
it. You zoom it in and you can see that. And if you guys want to see any of these things, they're all on my Facebook. Anyway, so I was like, well, that's really cool. At that time, I didn't know what the orb was. I just saw the orb. And then they moved around a little bit. I took another picture, and the orb is still above the same guy. And I took, I think, four pictures, and all four pictures, the orb was almost always over top of that guy. And then there's one where it's kind of off a little bit, but it looks like it's closer to him than to Tom. And anyways, that was really a cool thing to experience too, to have that be so, it's like it's in all the pictures and it's above you. And then it wasn't in any of the other pictures we took, just in that spot. So that was something that we started asking him questions and getting him tipping and doing that stuff with it and getting answers for him that this was a place he knew. So anyways, I could
He
keep
was a
going. I'll
tourist,
take a
or was he a guide, or
He was our guide. He was our tour
okay.
guide and
Okay.
driver. And of course, we felt like we knew him. He just felt like family right off the bat and so easy to talk to. We had so much fun with him, and he was getting excited about our conversations. Way different than Egypt. These guys do believe that there was ET assistance in building these structures and knowledge, star knowledge
Oh, yeah.
to
Yeah.
line them all up. They all believe that. The Chichen Itza pyramid is built over top of a cenote, and
Yeah, see, they because that water is what,
the
and the
water.
pyramids of Egypt used to be over water when they were built. It was all water there. So that
Yeah,
that's
it seems like a
yeah.
commonality, right? Like, but yeah, and there's actually a story that I know the guy's first name is Vincent, but I don't know if it was the 70s or 80s or something like that. He was telling people he was being visited by three Palladians, and they were telling him how to build a scaled model of Chichen Itza. And so he did. He built it. And so this driver was telling us about it, sent us the article and stuff, and we were checking that out, and it was a good story. He was visited by these three beings, and they would give him information and to show him things and tell him how to do things. And it's like, yeah, this is how they all did it. He's building a miniature scale one of it, or actually, I think it was actually pretty big, but backyard size, not huge.
Not, yeah.
And
Pyramid size.
yeah, so that particular guide didn't get to go with us the day we went to Chichen Itza, which was he wanted to go because he was telling us his story. But we get there, and I'm standing there, and I'm looking at, and then we go around to, I think it was I want to say the east side, but I don't know, my directions are off. Anyways, we go around the corner, and then I'm like, ooh, there, I can feel something over here. It's like, I feel like there's a portal or something over here. So that made me want to take a picture. So I took a picture of it. And if you look at the staircase, you can see the outline of what looks like an alien in the stairs. And so far, everyone I've showed the picture to can see it. And by the way, if you're listening, those pictures are on Facebook or also on my YouTube under the posts. So if you go to posts, you can see them. So anyways, we get back, and I showed this other driver that gave us the article. I was like, look at this. Can you see the alien? And he just kind of turns pale, and he's like, this is so weird. And I was like, what? And he goes, Remember that article, that guy that I told you about? And I said, yeah. And he goes, he did a mural of everything that they were showing him. He created a mural of it. And his image of Chichen Itza, there's an alien in the stairs. And I'm like, ooh, that's so cool. Because he never told us that before, you know. And so here we are finding it. And he's validating that it's there and that they, you know, he put it in the picture. Anyway, so those kind of things were happening throughout. We did Uxmal, Chichen Itza, Coba, Tulum. We flew out of Merida, went up to Mexico City, stayed city center where they built the city over top of the ruins. And there's actually a museum with part of the ruins exposed, so you can still see them, and you can actually
You go
tour
down in
the
there.
city and see some of the ruins down below. And so we stayed there and traveled out to Teotihuacan, and hopefully I said that right. And the other one
You're
I
doing
can't.
great with these names.
They've been drilled in, but also it feels like, you know, these are places that I've been before, like they're so familiar, which I didn't expect it to feel as familiar. Like I expected that kind of with Egypt, and then I get here and it's like, oh, this is like home. And I was loving it. Everybody was so nice, and it was a good experience all the way around. So we did a lot of traveling. I'm not sure. There's probably, oh, like pictures that we would take would turn out funny and different things like that. But I feel like I'm probably more connected to that Cancun and Merida area versus like Mexico City or more central. So that to me was more connecting. And the other one was kind of part of that was probably trying to get out of the city just to get to these places because we stayed in the city center. And if anybody's been to Mexico City, you understand what I'm saying. We drove 7 miles one day just to get to a location that we were supposed to rent a car from, and it took us an hour and a half. So those things were happening too. But amazing people that were guiding us the whole way. I want to shout out to Rodolfo, to Melissa, to Victor, and to Alfonso, and we have one other driver, and I'm spacing his name, but they were all amazing, wonderful guides. I feel like Spirit plopped them in our laps for us, which, you know, we had a feeling we were going to get. And it was fun to hear their stories too. Like, oh, I wasn't supposed to be your driver, but this person couldn't go, and that person called me in, and I'm from another thing, and they had to bring me in to do it, and all this stuff. And we're like, yep, we know how that works. Yeah. So, anyways.
So
It was
cool.
a fabulous trip. Then we went to West Virginia and met up with you and Tiffany, and we did the channel
Channel
panel.
panel.
And so now I'm going to take the baton and I'm going to
Over to
Kansas this
me.
way. I'm going to hand it to Julia. So.
Yeah, this was interesting. I think the channel panel's been out there for a while. I've just never heard of it, and it was all new to me. And I was invited to go, and I was like, "Well, I don't do that." They were explaining how it works, and they said, "We don't know you don't do that kind, you don't do that, but you can come and talk about whatever you want." And so I was like, "Okay," and it was a lot of fun. It's really I really wanted you to meet all these people or anything, because
Yeah.
you're this is your world. And the
Exactly.
channeling and the light language and all of that. And but I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. Met some wonderful people. But yeah, we had a lot of good experiences, and I got to do a workshop, and then I did a talk, and we got to see a lot of wonderful channels.
She's downplaying that. She did a wonderful workshop.
Oh, thank
People
you.
were experiencing so the way Julia works, and I think I like to work this way too, is we get you guys busy. Here, you guys do it. And so she was pairing people up, or groups of three, I think
Groups
it
of
was,
three.
and everybody was getting to work on each other. And there was some really, really awesome healings and aha moments. It was pretty cool. And then when Julia got up on stage in front of everyone, she just nailed it. She was fun to
Oh,
watch. She tells
thank
good
you.
stories. She's the campfire queen. She could call
I had
anything.
a good teacher. Mom was,
Yep. And
Oh.
it was a good and easy subject, right? So
It was, and what it was so fun because I was doing my drawing, and I had, that drawing is so good for a lot of different things. That's what I love about it. It's like you can, it works for a lot of different things. And so I wanted to use it to, because everybody, the whole weekend as you're watching these people channel, and I really wanted people to understand how this was happening, how people can do this, and how
yeah.
anybody can do this, because there's a tendency to make it where, like, well, oh my gosh, I put you on a pedestal and all these things because you're doing this. And it's, and not to downplay anybody that's channeling, this is wonderful when you're making that connection and you're doing it. But I want everybody to know that they can do that, So it's don't give your power away and keep going, I need you to fix me. I need you to give me all the answers. It's we have all of it inside. And that's what I really wanted to do with that drawing was you are connected and you can do this. But
And
yeah, so that
so
was
many
good.
people came up to you later and they were like, oh my gosh, that drawing,
Yeah,
it helped
they
so
always
much.
do that. And it's like, well, that's so cool. And here was, that's what I was gonna say was, this was a theater, that we were in. And so I had a great big stage and a great big screen up there. And it was so fun to watch that drawing, especially when I saw the pictures later. I mean, I could just look back up at it and
Yeah, she
everything,
was itty bitty, and here's this big drawing
which
behind
is
her.
so good. It's so cool. But that's my drawing. That's exactly what I'm trying to say in that drawing is we're tiny.
Yeah, little me, big me, all the things.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, no, it was really like the questions you got asked were great. It just flowed really, really well. And I think everyone that got up there and spoke and channeled, it was really good to watch and meeting some amazing people. And I know JJ put you on her live feed, so let's wave to her right now.
Hey, JJ.
Yeah, so that was really a fun event, a cool event. Got to meet some really amazing people. Got to see some of you guys there. There were a few of you there. And
Yeah, thank you for being there, guys.
here's the funny thing, you guys. We kind of came in a little bit late on day one and we were supposed to get a table, and they're like, oh, well, they're not assigned, so just grab one. And it's like there was like a little table over here by a high traffic area, but not high traffic in a good way. It was kind of like people were trying to get somewhere, and if you stood there, you're going to be in their way. And so we end up going the other way and around the corner. So when you come into the building, you would never know we were there.
No, but it felt so
And
good there.
it yeah, like the energy was almost just like this bubble of peace and calm. But there was always somebody there talking. Always somebody at the booth. It was never a dull moment. And somebody would walk away and it was like, oh, and somebody else would be like, oh, good, they're gone. It's my turn. And I would be right in there ready for some more interaction. And I just found that to be like, I got up a couple times and just kind of walked the loop, and I would see people just sitting there waiting in the main area, and then I'd come back around and Julia's booth has got six people at it. And I'm like, well, no wonder they're bored.
No,
It
they're
was
over
really
there.
cool. I just thought that was pretty exciting that here we are in this little corner that really there probably shouldn't have even been a booth there. It was kind of so tucked away, but yet it was busy.
It was
And
perfect energy. I loved it. As soon as he took me
yeah,
over, I was like, this is it.
this is the one. The tuck away table. Let's take it. So yeah, so we had a lot of fun. And yeah, I think Tiffany, what did you think of the event?
It was great because Clark Griswold was there.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, Tiffany needs to talk about Clark.
That was funny. He was there for a moment until he got taken away.
Yes, he was
I
snatched.
think the staff
Relocated.
thought Tiffany was a little too attached to Clark.
Yeah.
So,
He was just relocated. It's okay.
behind their desk where you couldn't get to him. But anyways, so there was this cutout of Clark holding it was a burnt gift, wasn't it? Like from when the cat fried the Christmas tree or something. Anyways, it was a full size cutout of Clark Griswold from, what was it, Vacation? What's the movies?
National Lampoon's Christmas
Yeah.
Vacation.
Yes, that one. Anyways, there's some pictures. Just saying. There might be some pictures floating around the internet of Tiffany
Him.
with Clark. Or Clark peeking his head through. I think that was probably the thing that got him taken
I
away.
agree. Like they're having way too much fun with
They're
him.
messing with our Clark. We better get him out of there. Yeah, because the second day he was gone. We did have fun the first day. That's fun. All right.
That was lots of
I
fun.
think there's some questions in the audience. Should we go to that, or you got more to
Yeah.
share?
No, I think we're good to. God, I don't know about you. Everything on my face is
Coming
just going
in.
crazy. I don't
What's the
know.
message?
Oh,
Just ask, what
I
is it?
don't know yet. We'll see.
Okay,
But yeah,
so
I
it's
was
probably
like,
going to be attached to the questions.
yeah. If there's anything I need to say, I'll say it. Promise.
Butterfly Tiffany in the sky.
This question is from Kathy.
Kathy.
Dear beautiful Tiffany, I have a question, please. I'm wondering if it's possible for someone who is still living on Earth to project their energy into mine. I could swear this is happening to me.
Project
Project
their
their energy
energy
into
into you.
mine.
I mean, everything is energy. So the way you're saying that someone on Earth can do that, that we have the same abilities as people that are no longer in bodies, because we also have a soul body.
But we also like, are you meaning like possess your body? I'm wondering if that's kind of what is trying to be there. It's like, oh, take over your body, get into your body.
They might be able to telepathically be trying to communicate with you.
Yeah, but nobody
I
can
don't
take
think
over your
projecting
body.
into your body.
Yeah.
The only way that happens, to my understanding, is that somewhere you're giving permission for that.
Yeah.
So, and that is, again, use your discernment with our answers, what feels right to you. But that's my understanding of how that works, is somewhere you give permission. Now, that doesn't mean you know you're giving permission. Somewhere you're resonating with it, and maybe you don't realize you are, or benefiting from it and don't realize you are. So it doesn't mean that you are consciously saying, yes, project yourself into me. I don't know how to answer that. I guess I'm going to say I don't know. I'm going to stand on that one. I don't know if that would be something
Yeah, I
that's
mean,
possible for anything to do without your permission.
agreed. Yeah, and it could be that maybe you're picking up on someone's energy, or your their thoughts, things like that. You're picking it up and it feels like, oh, they're in you, but it's you. You're very connected or something. Somehow you're really picking up on them, or very in tune with them. That may not be, something you want to hear. I mean, sometimes it might not be somebody that you would expect. I mean, we don't know who our soul family is all the time, who we're really, really close to, and who's here to push all our buttons and do all our things, and help us out. Like whoever's doing
Yeah,
this.
who's doing that?
But we think our soulmates, and they're going to be these people that we're madly in love with, and we have this undying, relentless affection for. And so many times they're the people that are pushing us and getting us to do things and aggravating us and doing all these things. And so, but those are the people we're very, very close with on the other side. Those are the souls that we really have deep connections with. We're just playing really interesting roles when we get here. So it could be something like that. You're really connected to them, but on this side, it doesn't look like that. You don't feel like you are, but you really are. So you're picking up on them. I guess that's something there because this my nose is going crazy.
She popped in and said, not into the body, but like standing near me. I'm going to go back to that telepathy.
Yeah.
Kathy, you might be really leveling up with your telepathy and your empathy, and so you are
Yeah.
more sensitive to the energies, and you can feel what, like Julia is talking about, where they're thinking about you or you're thinking about them. That pulls the energy together.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm going to take that as actually a good sign. If you're sensing things like that, it means you're leveling up, you're evolving in your understanding of how to communicate in other
Yeah.
ways.
And one of the things to do there is, which it sounds like you're already doing, because a lot of times we'll feel the energies and we don't know what it is. And it's like, you know, it's not yours, you know, and it's not always easy to identify what it is or who it is. I mean, we had some of that. Remember that first night at the channel panel, there was a dinner for the presenters. It was like everybody got together and it was so fun because I mean, there
Oh
was a
yeah,
very
there was an
definite presence
energy.
behind me. I'm like, something's over here. You know, you'll feel things like that. I don't know. I thought later it could have been mom, but it didn't hit me that way. I feel like it
I
was
think
some
it was with Marilyn.
Marilyn. Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
it was her channel. Because
Could
that's a
be.
big
Tyler
energy.
mentioned that you glowed, and he was asking me if
Oh.
travels with you.
Oh.
Well, then.
Well, now we got to get a hold of Tyler and ask him,
Yeah.
what are you seeing there?
Exactly.
Yeah, so many, there really
But
are
yeah, I thought later
incredible
because, you know, I
things.
could feel mom when I was on stage. I felt like she was standing back there and it was
Yeah.
about the same place. And so then I was like, oh,
Oh,
maybe that
okay.
was her on Thursday night. But we really had both of us thought it was Marilyn and even Marilyn thought it was.
Yeah.
So,
And I felt like it moved when she got up and said goodbye
oh,
and
okay.
left. I
Well,
felt like that energy wasn't as prominent. But you know what? It could have been even. I mean, if we're going to speculate, let's just go there.
Let's just speculate,
Maybe
yeah.
it was her person and your person, and that's why it was so
And
intense
they were
because
having a party.
they were visiting while you guys were visiting.
Maybe.
So it just created one big energy. So it could have been something like that too.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. They're probably like, hey,
Anything's possible.
anything. Okay. What do we have for our next question, Tiffany?
This question is from Devin. Tiffany, with lots of N's and Y's and exclamation points. Do you have any
I
tips
think
on?
that's
Yeah,
Tiffany.
could you bring it in its full force?
I think she did it.
Anyway,
Funny.
yes.
Do you have any tips on staying connected with source throughout your everyday life? Such as working, washing dishes, cleaning up accidents that my sweet puppy made while she is potty training, who I named Dolores Cannon after my hero.
You named the puppy Dolores. I love it. And now I missed the question. Go ahead.
Staying connected to source throughout
Oh.
the
I got onto
day.
the puppy, you guys. I'm sorry. I lost it after puppy.
Yeah.
Staying connected to source while doing the cleaning
All the
puppy.
everyday tasks and all those
That's
silly,
almost
you
the
know, the
best time to do it. Like, I find that I'm like, if I'm doing my little chores around the house, laundry, dishes, all the things, that's when I'm just really having these conversations.
Yeah.
So, I decided today I was really going to use my hands a lot, and I'm seeing myself doing that while we're talking. I don't know what it's about. Maybe you guys need hand signals, but it feels natural. Anyway,
Jazz hands.
yeah, I think that those kind of chores, even the puppy puddles, you know, when we're in those spaces, I'm always having conversations, so I think that's a good time to be connected.
But maybe she's referring to like more challenging things. Like I had something challenging happen yesterday and or the day before yesterday, and it was I was upset. I got angry, but then I quickly, because then I caught that as far as like I wasn't catching that, like it's not okay to be angry. I had a reason to be angry. But then I was able to get level-headed about it so that I didn't overreact and take it out in a more than it should have been. You know, it's like it's like I know what I'm working with here, and you know, these things happen, and so I had to just let that part go and then try to put it into perspective, try to put it into something, you know. So I think it can be stuff like that. You know, it's like, yeah, things happen. They do happen, and it's okay to feel the emotions. I'm gonna say that so many times. We think it's not okay, and it's I can't get mad. No, you can get mad.
Yeah,
You can
it's the
get
I'm trying
angry.
not to be in the anger.
Yeah.
No, what does anger want you to know? Anger has a
Exactly.
message for you. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's Yeah, and so it was like in that one moment, I had to get in touch with a lot of different emotions and try to understand what, why all what everything, what am I learning, all those things, and stuff. But at the same time, allow myself to feel them. So please do that. And so they're telling me that's another way of staying in touch with source, because our emotions, that's very important. I mean, I think sometimes we're told source and godlike is no emotion and it's all calm. But what they're saying is no, feel it, because that's the earth part, and then move through it, and let it pass through, move through it, and understand, go to understanding why, things like that. Then that's your source part, that's your God understanding. Because then
Beautiful.
you can shift through it. You're not holding on to the anger. You don't want to hold on to it. But don't shun yourself for feeling it. It's okay. And then now move through it.
I love it. Give yourself permission.
Yes,
It,
absolutely.
I think that's such a positive and good message, because a lot of times when you're on the spiritual path, people, and I know I did it too, it's like, oh, I don't want to go to anger. I don't want to go to these lower frequency. I've got to stay upbeat. I got to forgive that. I got to be the bigger person. And no, the whole point of being human is to experience. And when you are avoiding those experiences, it's like rejecting a part of yourself and telling that part that it's not okay.
And
And
what tends to happen when we do that? We push it down and it
down,
gets
it
crammed
becomes a
down.
symptom. Yeah, so such a powerful message that, yeah, it's okay. Something happened and you were justified in being angry. Just look at why you're angry. And if in a society we could learn how to be on the spot with the anger, then or the emotion that's coming up, then it can move quickly and you can move back into a peaceful place much quicker.
Yes,
So.
absolutely. Yeah, it won't
Okay.
sit there and fester and come up 20 years later in an explosion.
Yeah, exactly. Do we want to call her by some
Yeah, I
really
think we have time for probably one more question.
one more question?
Oh,
Oh, little goddess in the sky, ask your mom why she keeps rubbing her nose.
why do you keep rubbing your nose?
Well, it's okay right now, but let's see what the question is and we'll see what happens. I've been told that when this is, it means spirit, there's something here that's trying to get
Well,
my attention.
don't really have a specific question, but a lot of people have asked about Three Eye Atlas. So I just was going to ask you generally, what do you feel about?
Okay, but before we get there, I saw a question and I feel like it has to do with your nose. Now, maybe it doesn't, but I can't not see this question, so I feel like it's important. Ruby is asking, my mom passed a couple of years ago. Does she have a message for me?
I'm not feeling anything, but I mean, very well could be. You must feel something, Tracy, or you wouldn't have asked it.
Well, I feel like there's a reason why I can't not see that question over here. I feel like her mom wants her to know that that she's doing good and she is with her, that she is the one that is playing with the picture frames on the wall. And a lot of times they'll tickle your hair to let you know you're there, they're there. So you'll be like, you'll feel that, just that little slight tickle. And there's a scent that she brings around to let you know she's there. And also, if you ask her for a sign, she'll bring you a sign to let you know that she is around. She is, when you focus on the things that were fun and the things you loved about your mom, it brings her energy in stronger. So she wants to play with you in developing your own mediumship and sensing her and communicating with her. That's what I get.
And you notice my nose didn't do anything while you were doing that.
Okay, now the Three Eye Atlas
Three-Eye
question.
Atlas. I'm gonna. I we haven't even talked about this. I don't know if you get anything, but I don't get anything with it. I mean, I get So that's, and I'm going to stay with that stance. I don't get that it, I think it's, if nothing else, it's getting us to look up, it's getting us to look for things and be aware that there may be other things out there. So that's a good thing, that just be aware. But is it something? I don't get anything.
So, the message, well, Tom and I talked a lot about it because that's the kind of stuff we were looking at on the trip, right? So, some of the things that are talked about is how it's wrapping around the sun and it's creating a new frequency with the sun, and that frequency will be sent to us. I kind of thought, wow, that sounds really actually kind of cool. But the bottom line is, and Julia, we can say it together, you create your
Your
own
reality,
reality.
absolutely. And
And
so it's whatever
so,
you want it to be, I mean, if
and
you want it
that's
to be
what
something
it's,
scary, it'll be something scary. If you want it to be something fantastic, it'll be something fantastic.
if it's activating, it's activating. And that's kind of the consensus of the channel panel people that talked about it as well, is it's going to be the energy that you put into it is going to return to you through the experience. So find the thing that really resonates for you. I'm not even saying make it up or anything. Listen to what other people are saying about it. And the one that hits right for you and it feels good, follow that. It'll be a good one for you. So yeah, Three Eye Atlas, I feel, is a good thing in the awakening, and it is playing its part. So
Absolutely.
yeah. All right.
Well, you
Any
can't. Are you Dolores
updates?
Cannon's daughter?
Oh.
Sorry. Well, you can't. Are you Dolores Cannon's daughter?
I am Dolores Cannon's daughter, and Tiffany's my daughter, which makes her Dolores Cannon's granddaughter.
Granddaughter. And I'm the surrogate mother of Tiffany. I stand in when Julia can't, which is, she doesn't give me much opportunity, but that's okay. I pop in once in a while. But yes, yeah, so what announcements? Quick, we had the 1 minute warning,
Just
so.
very quickly, everything QHHT, because mom created that technique, and so everything there. If you want to have a session, if you want to become a practitioner, we'll be announcing our retreats very soon. Go to QHHTofficial.com. You'll get all that information. Tracy, how can people find you if they want to?
QHHTofficial.com. Find a
Imagine that.
practitioner. I'm in there. I'm a level 3 practitioner. Or you can go to TracyMahan.com. All right, you guys.
Well,
Tiffany, final words?
love you all.
Oh, all right,
Took
everybody. Thank
the words
you.
right out of my mouth. Bye, everybody. Love you. Thank you
Thank
for
you.
being here.
Bye, everyone.